charcoal in it. You know what that is? No. All right. You take this varnish, and you put a little newspaper and a little fine kindling, and then you put the charcoal on top of it. You know, like you're going to barbecue, I use coal. All right, well, you fix the fire the same way, except they have the modern stuff now that you use some sort of a gas on. Those days, we didn't have that. And anyway, we would start this fire, and we put a big tub. They had three sizes, number one, number two, and number three. Well, we put the number two tub and fill it up with water, with buckets of water, and we would wash our clothes in the big number three tub on a washboard. We put some grandma powder in that boiling water, and we wash with the Artican soap. And when we get through rubbing them on the board, we throw them into the boiling water. And when that was squirrel, it comes to a boil, we took a stick. We had a wash stick. We took a broom stick, cut off of a broom, and we picked those clothes up and put them into the wrenching water. We take that stick and we wrench up and down, until it was cool. And we pour off that water, and we put another wrench in water, and we put some bluing in it. You know what bluing is?
Yes, ma'am.
We put a little bit of bluing in that, and it whitens the clothes. And we rest the clothes in there, and we hang it on a line, the clothespins. Now, if we had any clothes that were stained, we'd take a little lemon, we'd sprinkle a little salt on it, take a little lemon, rub it on that, and we lay it on the grass. And we'd take all the rust off or any stains. And we wrench it good, we wash it, throw it in the tub. And the same way we ironed. We didn't iron with electric irons like they have now. We used what you call smooth irons. You know what that is? All right.
Yeah.
It's a heavy iron, and you have to use a cloth to hold it. You use the same furnace, the charcoal fire, the same way, and you put three irons on there. Some of the furnace was large, you could put four irons on there. And we had an ironing board that we put it, we turn our chairs backwards, and we put them on the back of the chair, like here. You put one end on each chair, the ironing board.
Yeah.
And you take a cloth, like a potholder. We didn't have potholders. My mother made little cloth, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
She would make them like you do a quilting. And we picked the irons up, and we had a rag to wipe it. We had some wax, like candles, that we kept in a cloth on the end of the board, and you rub that iron over that wax, and you wipe your iron, and you iron with that. And we did better work than we do now, because it was heavy.
You do the washing and ironing the same day?
No, we wash on Mondays, and we ironed on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
The same way with our cooking. Every Monday, we had red beans. Saturday, we had cabbage. And on Sunday, we had, that was our rules, and I still do it. On Sunday, we would have a roast, or fake chicken, or something like that. We'd have gumbo, you know, with oysters, shrimps, and crab, old-fashioned gumbo. And that would be our dinner. We'd have potato salad, gumbo, filet, and some sort of a roast or chicken. That was our routine. My mother had, she didn't have to make a list each day. She knew what she's going to cook. So that's the way we live. We grew up like that. Now, we had a goat in the backyard, and we had chickens. And it was fun to go hear those chickens crowing early in the morning. We had a big red rooster's call, Rhode Island Red.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
Well, tell me about when you were coming up.
Well, that's when I was coming up. We did all that. And when we was through our work, my mother and father would take us for a walk. We'd all get our baths and get cleaned up. And they had a train you call an OK train. We don't have that anymore on Canal Street. And we'd walk from Annunciation and Tennyson to Canal Street. And we'd get the OK train and go for a ride. Take us for a ride. We'd go all back of Simsbury and back to Canal Street. And that was our entertaining. And once in a while, she'd take us to a movie. Depend on what was playing. She'd always go to the movie. My mother did, and find out what was playing, if it's something that children could see. If it wasn't, we didn't go. We couldn't watch movies like the children do now.
Yeah.